Hello.
Hi, it's Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
Everything's going okay?
Yeah.
Did you guys come up with the schedule for the hours?
You want Bob Newell? I mean, Bob Cooley?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Good. Is your caregiver there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to know what schedule you guys were going to do for the hours.
We're actually going over that right now. But, Sarah, I have a few concerns.
What's up?
There's no supplies. Do you guys not provide supplies in order for us to do our job?
No, we do. We just started it. So, they're going to send out gloves and masks.
Okay, so gloves and masks are going to be, is there anything for sanitation-wise? Like sanitizers and things?
Yeah, I'll have them send out the sanitizer too, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys provide wipes or no?
No.
Okay, so that's something that's family provided. So, yeah, that was just it. Like, I was looking for supplies. I don't have any supplies here, so...
Yeah, I'll have them ship them out. And just when you guys have a schedule, just let me know so I can update the calendar, okay?
Okay, and do you have the care plan book here already or no?
No, the care plan is in the app. So when you send me the calendar, the care plan will be in the app when we have him in your linked to you as the caregiver.
Okay. And then did we get the whole thing settled with the app for checking in and timing in and that sort of?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can go in there and do that now?
Yeah, but we don't have you set up yet because we need the schedule.
Okay. So let me just finalize this plan with Bob as far as like what the schedule would look like. You said he has 32 hours.
Let me confirm it with the station. Yes, 32 hours, yeah.
But this week he only has 10, correct?
No, he could start off with 32, yeah.
Okay, and that could be 7 days a week. It could be.
Yeah, it could be however he wants to use them.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to just kind of go over that. There might be some days that the schedule fluctuates just because there's days that he has to go in earlier, like for appointments. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, you just got to give me notice so I can adjust the schedule for that day.
How much of a notice do you need?
Just the day, night before. It's fine.
Okay, got it. All right, so we're going over all his appointments right now.
Okay.
We're talking about a regular schedule in regards to, like, coming in and being able to take care of him.
Yeah, like, I just need to know what the regular schedule is without appointments or anything, and then we can make adjustments for the appointments.
All right, perfect. I'll give you
okay. All right, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Wait a minute.
What?
Do you have the address? Did you send anything?
I have 1045 Northwest End Boulevard, Lot 311.
Okay, but you best put on there first, on the top of the... Put on Three Elm Circle.
Three Elm Circle?
Yeah, Three Elm Circle.
Okay.
When you get here, like, it doesn't take you to the house. It takes
All right. Takes you to the mailboxes, like?
Yeah, Three Elm. You're going to go to Three Elm Circle and put in there Melody Lakes. That's the name of the complex here.
Okay.
Lakes. And that's important because if you send it UPS, not a problem.
Right.
FedEx,
okay.
We end up sometime having to go down to Quakertown and pick it up.
All right. I'll make sure that it's all in your database, okay?
You have to make sure it says Three Elm Circle. It's Three Elm Street will take you to Quakertown.
Okay.
All right.
So you need Three Elm Circle.
That's right.
Melody Lakes. Okay.
Melody Lakes. And then the 1045 Northwest End Boulevard after that.
All right, guys. Sounds good.
So forth. Anyhow.
All right. So just when you have that schedule, just let me know, okay?
All right. I'll give you a call as soon as we get it filled.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.